Many people dream about having their own event company. But whether you want to start as a DJ, agency or catering company, you have to deal with the startup of your event business and the dozens of pitfalls that are best avoided. Gerrit Bunnens shares the most important ones. Hi Gerrit, welcome to our studio.
Thank you for having me.
Today we're going to talk about starting your own event business, but there are some pitfalls. What are the things we need to take care of?
Well, actually, indeed, starting a business is quite stressy, and we need to take care of some elements. I've started two companies, really, and that's why I decided to have a look at what are the do's and the don'ts. Yeah. And one of the don'ts is never starting.
Always waiting. It's not the time for me to start yet. Yeah. Feeling insecure, that kind of things?
Indeed, yeah. Being afraid of some big monster. So what if I start and if I'm not a success? What if I fail? What if people will not like me? And of course, as you are mentioning, I have this secure job maybe, and what I'm going to miss, all the stability that I'm going to miss, the security, the safety of the job environment, the colleagues, etc. So we are focusing on what we will miss instead of focusing what we will gain, and that's a pity.
If you're talking with business owners, they all agree that starting their own business was the best decision they ever made. So there is something good in it. Why don't we just start with the business?
Yeah, just do it. I mean, that's the first don't do. That's the first pitfall. Why not start? I mean, I love being an entrepreneur, and I bet you do too. So so we don't want to go back. So why being so afraid to start our businesses? And indeed, it's a little bit scary, but there's so much to gain there on the other side of security.
So if you have a good business idea, just do it, like Nike would say.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, just do it. Okay, maybe think about it, talk to two people and see to it that you have a good market for your services. But on the other hand, no, just do it, yeah.
And the second one, well, what would that be?
Well, there's actually a couple of pitfalls that I wanted to talk about. But as I'm talking about targets, the market and the target audience, I think that is also a very important thing.
Well, how do you mean that?
Well, actually, we can't do everything for everybody. Mm-hmm. If we will have a business ID and we want to become the authority in our field, in our domain, then we have to be an expert somewhere, which means that we have to focus on a certain niche or a certain target audience and a certain service that you will deliver. If you try to do everything for everybody, that's just too difficult for marketing and communication reasons, but also you will never become the authority in your field. And that's why I would like to say, well, focus on your target audience and try to find a niche, really.
But that will also mean that you need to decline some clients.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I don't say that you have to decline everybody, but if it's really on the opposite side of what you were thinking about as a target audience, then I would say, yeah, it's better to say no today and grow your audience in the audience that you are looking for and really focusing your attention on your specific market than wasting your time and energy and possibly money on a client that is really not a good fit in your in your business model.
And if you're talking about energy, then we are at the third pitfall, and that's not trying to do everything yourself.
Indeed, yeah. That's an important pitfall that lots of entrepreneurs have and starting entrepreneurs, because we don't want to spend too much money on outsourcing tasks, etc. And still, it is a good idea to focus on your core business. What are you good at? And that's your business, really, the event planning, etc. And also the marketing and the sales. That's something that you have to do. But all the operational stuff like putting stamps on an envelope, etc. I bet that's not your business, and I bet that's not the thing that you are best at. So why not just outsource that and find a virtual assistant who can do that for you, so that you can focus on the important things that give you that gain money instead of doing all the operational stuff. Don't try to do everything by yourself, because you can't do everything by yourself. You are not good at everything. Yep. So why not focus on the things that are really important, and the rest, let's delegate or automate or delete.
That sounds good. Okay, so what about sales?
Yeah, sales. That's I think a number four that I wanted to cover. A lot of entrepreneurs that I meet, they are afraid of selling. They are afraid of sales. They are afraid of being seen as some salesy person. And that's a pity, because you cannot do business if you are afraid to sell. Okay, you might outsource that.
It's quite crucial for your business to survive.
Yeah, it is. So you might outsource that, but really having your own sales skills is important. And don't be afraid of it. There are so many ways of selling your services and your products in a way that is not salesy, in a way that is very authentic. And it's called, for instance, connective selling, where you have a different conversation with your potential client. It's not at all selling. It's soft sales. It's not the hard sales and the cold calling. And that can be actually fun if you know how to do that. It doesn't have to be extremely scary or whatever.
Okay. The last one, it's about work-life balance.
Yes, indeed. That's a very important one. That was a difficult one. It still is a difficult one for me. Mm-hmm. As I've said, I've created two companies, so that means a lot of work. And then what I saw for myself also is that I was working, and which is on one hand, it's good because I love my job, so mm-hmm. that's a good thing. But you have to be very careful, because we don't want a burnout. We don't have the time to have a burnout, right?
So, how do you do it yourself? How do you make sure there's time in your schedule to be free?
Well, actually, I have started with a special morning routine. Mm-hmm. So every morning now I get up very early. For me, it's very early at 6 o'clock. I used to get up at 8 or 9 o'clock. So now the last year I get up at 6 o'clock and I have my morning routine. I take time for myself. I go walk with my dogs. I read a good book. I have my journal. I look at my agenda, what I'm going to do, but also what are the things that I'm planning to do, what are the things that I've already done, and what made me feel successful. But it's me time, and for 1 hour and a half, 2 hours, I also exercise, workout, etc. So these things it's really me time, and that helps me to slow down. Meditation too is also part of that morning routine. Slow down, take time for yourself, for your friends and your family, and then after this 1.5 hours or two hours, I'm really okay, let's go, and I'm ready to rock.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for sharing these experiences with us.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.